بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه ومن يهديه ومن يضلله فلا هادي له. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وسيدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الذين قالوا ربنا الله ثم استقاموا تنزل عليهم الملائكة ألا تخافوا ولا تحزنوا وأبشروا بالجنة التي كنتم توعدون. نحن أولياؤكم في الحياة الدنيا وفي الآخرة، ولكم فيها ما تشتهي أنفسكم ولكم فيها ما تدعون نزلا من غفور رحيم. صدق الله العظيم. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ألا وإن الدنيا عرض حاضر يأكل من كل بر والفاجر، ألا وإن الآخرة عرض صادق يقضي فيها ملك عادل قادر يحق الحق ويبطل الباطل، ألا وإن الخير كله بحذافيره في الجنة، ألا وإن الشر كله بحذافيره في النار، ألا فأملوا أنتم من الله على حذر، واعلموا انكم معروضون على اعمالكم، فمن يعمل مثقال ذره خيرا يره، ومن يعمل مثقال ذره شرا يره، وكما قال صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama ikram and beloved Islam, everything we can see, everything we cannot see, That which is within the realm of human perception, and that which is beyond that, each and everything that exists is the creation of one Allah alone. Allahu khaliqu kulli shay'in. Allah has created every entity that exists. Mutasarrif, the one who exerts His authority, Hakimiyat, Samadiyat, Jabariyat, the one who is controlling each and everything that exists, is one Allah alone. يَفْعَلُ اللَّهُ مَا يَشَاءُ. Allah does as He wants to do. يَهْدِي مَن يَشَاءُ. Allah guides whomsoever He wants. يُضِلُّ مَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah deviates whomsoever He wants. يَبْسُطُ الرِّزْقَ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Wealth, affluence, not dependent on one's intelligence, on one's financial genius or know-how. لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Whom Allah wants. وَيَقْدِرُ. Want, poverty, need, strife, difficulty, hardship in the hands of Allah. تُعِزُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Respect, dignity, honor, status, nobility, recognition in the hands of Allah. تُذِلُّ مَنْ تَشَاءُ. Disgrace, downtroddenness, humiliation, ignominy in the hands of Allah. أَضْحَكَ. Happiness in the hands of Allah. أَبْكَى. Sadness in the hands of Allah. Amata, death in the hands of Allah. Ahya, life in the hands of Allah. Ma sha Allahu kan, kama sha akan, fil waqt alladhi sha, ala alwajhi alladhi sha, min ghayri ziyada, wala nuqsan, wala taqaddum, wala ta'akhkhur. That happens which Allah wants, in the manner Allah wants, in the time Allah wants, not before Allah wants, not after Allah wants, not less than that which Allah wants, and not more than that which Allah wants. وَمَا لَمْ يَشَأْ. And that which Allah doesn't want, all the armies, all the technologies, all the masses of population of this world can get together, لَمْ يَكُنْ. It will never be. مُدَبِّر, the arranger, decreer, fashioner, coordinator, originator of every situation, condition, circumstance in the heavens and the earth is one Allah alone. مُدَبِّر بِلَا مُعِين, مُدَبِّر بِلَا مُشِير, مُدَبِّر بِلَا وَزِير, مُدَبِّر بِلَا بَدِير, مُدَبِّر بِلَا عَدِير, مُدَبِّر بِلَا شَبِير. Allah is the arranger, there is no partner with Allah, there is no advisor with Allah, there is no minister with Allah, there is no assistant with Allah. مُدَبِّرُ الْأَمْرَ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ إِلَى الْأَرْضِ. From the heavens to the earth, the arranger, fashioner, coordinator, originator of every situation, condition, circumstance, without the assistance of anyone, without consultation with anyone, is one Allah alone. وَهُوَ الَّذِي فِي السَّمَاءِ إِلَاهُ وَفِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَاهُ. He is the ilah of the heaven, He is the ilah of the earth. رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقِ وَالْمَغْرِبِ. Rabb of the east, Rabb of the west. رَبُّ الْمَشْرِقَيْنِ وَرَبُّ الْمَغْرِبَيْنِ. Rabb of the east, west, north, south. رب المشارق والمغارب. رب السماوات السبع ورب العرش العظيم. East, west, north, south, above, below. أينما تولوا فثم وجه الله. Turn in any direction and it is one Allah. This puny, defective human intellect can never ever do justice to describing the greatness, the majesty, the glory, the munificence of Allah. Akbar min kulli kabir, aqwa min kulli qawi, a'az min kulli aziz, a'azam min kulli azim, ajal min kulli jaleel. Greater than anything with greatness, more majestic than anything with majesty, more glorious than anything with glory, more powerful than anything with power, more mighty than anything with might. Allah's greatness, that personality who was endowed with such intelligence, that Wahab bin Munabba rahimullah says, Inna Allah ta'ala lam yu'ti jami'a an-nas min bani dunya ila intidaiha min al-aqli fi jambi aqlihi illa ka habbati ramlin bayna rimali dunya. He said, if the combined uqul and intelligence of every human being from Adam alayhi salam to the last person to come before Qiyamah, if their uqul and intelligence had to be combined and equated to one grain of sand, then the aql and the intelligence of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would be all the grains of sand on the surface of the earth. Such uqul, such intelligence, yet Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam himself says, Allahumma la astati'u thana'an alayk. أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك. والله, I also cannot praise you as you ought to be praised. I also cannot do justice to your ta'reef, to your praise. What justice are you and I going to do? What do we have at our disposal? We have words, A, B, C. What are words made of? Alphabet, A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H. What is this? This is makhluk. Makhluk, a created entity. And that which is makhluk can never ever do justice to Khaliq. Why? Because makhluk is confined, it is restricted. Khaliq is la mahdood, multidimensional, no limitations. That which is makhluk cannot describe Khaliq. But we have no other choice, we just have words at our disposal. So we find expressions in the books of aqaid, in the books of belief. Qadimun bila ibtida, daimun bila intiha. Allah is forever. Qadim bila ibtida. Allah is qadim without a beginning. Daimun bila intiha,
Allah is daimi. Allah's existence perpetuates. Bila intiha, there is no ending. We use words like forever. But what is the reality? Forever, what does forever mean? Forever means a very, 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 very long period of time. To say Allah is forever, that also doesn't do justice. Why? Because you are referring to a very long period of time. Allah is above time. Allah's Zat, Allah's Being, La yashtamilu alayhi zaman. Allah is free of space. Allah is free of form. Allah does not take shape or form or have direction. Allah has created space. Allah has created form. Allah has created color. Allah has created direction. Allah Himself is above all. La yashtamilu alayhi zaman. Allah is free of the constraints of time also, past tense, present tense, future tense. 1 million years ago, now, and 1 million years from now, this is for the makhluk. For Allah, all this is equal. Allah's ilm, Allah's knowledge is daimi, is eternal. Allah does not have to wait for something to happen to know about it. Allah already knows. There is no past tense and future tense with Allah. Ashabi Kahf, those youngsters, they went into the cave. They went to sleep. When they woke up, a conversation ensued. Quran describes this conversation. وَكَذَلِكَ بَعَثْنَاهُمْ لِيَتَسَاءَلُوا بَيْنَهُمْ قَالَ قَائِلٌ مِّنْهُمْ كَمْ لَبِثْنَا قَالُوا لَبِثْنَا يَوْمًا وَبَعْضَ يَوْمٍ. What was the discussion? How long did we sleep? How long is it possible to sleep? 6 hours, 8 hours, 10 hours, 12 hours, 14 hours? The head will pain, the back will pain. You get hungry, you get thirsty, you need to relieve yourself. So someone said we slept for one day. Someone said we slept for a portion of a day. Yet what was the reality? How long did they sleep? وَلَبِثُوا فِي كَهْفِهِمْ ثَلَاثَ مِئَةٍ سِنِينَ وَالْزَادُوا تِسْعَى. 309 years. They slept for 309 years, but what was astonishing is that that youngster, that hypothetically went to sleep at the age of 15, wakes up 309 years later, his age is not 324, his age is still 15. Why? Outside the clock, outside the cave, the clock ticked. Inside the cave, Allah stopped time. Why? Because time is also makhluk. Time is a created entity. These expressions, forever, qadim, daimi, these do not do justice to describing Allah's greatness. This is what we have at our disposal. Allah is wara'ul wara'. Allah's majesty is beyond this puny human intellect. The vastness of Allah's creation, this limited mind cannot possibly even attempt to appreciate it. He said recently, the light from one star, reach the earth. Light travels at the speed of 186,282 miles per second. Approximately 300,000 kilometers per second. In one year at this speed, 186,282 miles per second, you will cover a distance of 9.5 trillion kilometers. The light from the star reached the earth recently. When did it start traveling? 1 week ago? 1 month ago? 1 year ago? 14 billion years ago. 14 billion years ago, the light started traveling, it reached the earth now. What is the extent of what Allah has created? There was a magazine published by NASA under the title The Plain Truth. 1980 edition of this magazine, in that they wrote that the universe itself, we can only see 3% of it. 97% is what we call the black hole. And the density of the matter contained in the black hole is such that 1 tablespoon of matter of the black hole is more dense than the entire other 3% put together. What is going on there, they have absolutely no idea. They say from the 3% that is visible, they estimate that there are so many stars, so many stars, that if 1 second, 1 second is taken to name each star, it will take 300 trillion years just to name the stars. 300 trillion years just to name the stars in 3% of the universe. This universe, or this galaxy in which you and I are residing in, is in fact what they call a super galaxy. It's a conjunction of 17 galaxies. In it they estimate that there are 2.5 billion stars. The sun is just one star. The sun is one star, approximately 365,000 times the size of the earth. That is just one star. There are many stars in this galaxy that are a million times the size of the sun. This galaxy, they say at the speed of light, as we mentioned, you'll cover 9.5 trillion kilometers in 1 year. They estimate the size of this one galaxy to be 130,000 light years. And this is just one galaxy. They estimate that there are 1 billion other such galaxies. Qurtubi rahimahullah mentioned the riwayat that on one occasion Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was in Ghar Hira. Ista'alahu Jibreel. When Jibreel revealed himself in his original form before Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, فَسَدَّ الْأُفُقْ مِنَ الْمَشْرِقِ إِلَى الْمَغْرِقِ, from the east to the west, the entire atmosphere was blotted out. Nothing was visible, the whole world was darkened. When Jibreel revealed himself in his original form, فَقَضَ النَّبِيُّ صَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ مَخْشِيًا عَلَيْهِ. Such a terrifying sight this was, that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fell down unconscious. Jibreel changed his form to that of a human being and revived Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He opened his eyes. He said, Subhanallah, ma dhanantu anna Allah ta'ala khalaqa ahadan ala mithli hadhihi surah. He said, Jibreel, glory be to my Allah, I have absolutely no idea that Allah has created any makhluk or any entity as vast as you are. What does Jibreel respond? إِنَّمَا نَشَرْتْ جَنَاحَيْنْ مِنْ أَجْنِحَتِي وَإِنَّ لِي سِتُّ مِئَةِ جَنَاحٍ. Ya Rasulullah, I only opened two of my wings and I have 600 wings. وَإِنِّي فِي جَنْبِ مَا خَلَقَهُ اللَّهُ إِلَّا يَسِيرًا. Ya Rasulullah, Jibreel goes further. He says, Ya Rasulullah, I'm only one small creation of Allah. خَلَقَ اللَّهُ إِسْرَافِيل. Allah has created Israfil. لَهُ سِتُّ مِئَةِ جَنَاحٍ. Israfil also has 600 wings. But what is the vastness of Israfil? Jibreel says, Ya Rasulullah, one wing of Israfil is my entire wing. The mind cannot envisage the vastness of Allah's creation. Then what does Jibreel say? Then when Allah addresses Israfil, Ya Israfil, one command from Allah, what does Jibreel say? Such is the effect upon Israfil that his entire wujud shrinks. Hatta takun kal wad'i sagheer, yani kal usfur sagheer. He becomes like a tiny pigeon in front of Allah. The khawf and the fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That today the malaika, because they recognize who is Allah, the greatest zulm and the greatest oppression that this human being is doing today is the failure to recognize who is Allah. Look at the manner in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala calls out in his Quran, قُلْ أَإِنَّكُمْ لتكفرون بالذي خلق الأرض في يومين وتجعلون له أندادا ذلك رب العالمين وجعل فيها رواسي من فوقها وبارك فيها وقدر فيها أقواتها في أربعة أيام سواء للسائلين ثم استوى إلى السماء وهي دخان فقال لها وللأرض ائتيا طوعا أو كرها قالتا أتينا طائعين فقضاهن سبع سماوات في يومين وأوحى في كل سماء أمرها ذلك التقدير العزيز العليم. Look at the vehemence, look at the target, look at the authority in this expression. Call, tell them, ask them, tell them, أَإِنَّكُمْ لَتَكْفُرُونَ بِالَّذِي خَلَقَ الْأَرْضَ فِي يَوْمَيْنِ. Which Allah are you making kufr? Which Allah are you denying? Which Allah are you turning your back upon? That Allah who created this earth in 2 days, thereafter another 2 days, to fill this earth, قَدَّرَ فِيهَا أَقْوَاتَهَا. Fill this earth with what? With the requirements of the life of this insan. Thereafter Allah turned towards the heavens, another 2 days for the heavens. Look at this proportion which Quran is giving. 4 days for the earth, which in reality when compared to this entire universe is like one atom. If you take a centimeter and divide it into 100 million parts, that is the comparison of the earth with the universe. Centimeter divided into 100 million parts. Quran is telling us 4 days for the earth, 2 days for the heavens. Why this proportion? Why this proportion? هُوَ الَّذِي خَلَقَ لَكُمْ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا. Allah says, everything in the heavens and the earth, we made it for you. For this insan, for this human being, 4 days, Quran apportioned. Allah doesn't need 4 days and 6 days and 2 days. This is just for our understanding. In fact, these words, yom, days, in these verses do not refer to the days that we are thinking about. Because the days what we are thinking about is sunrise and sunset. This is before the creation of the sun and the moon. This is just periods of time. Allah knows best what the meaning is. But 4 days for the earth, why? To put into place the balances, the counterbalances that have to be there for the preservation and the protection of insan, for the slave of Allah. Then what does Allah Ta'ala say? Once we created the heavens and the earth, we commanded, إِتِيَا طَوْعًا أَوْ كَرْهًا. Come willingly or unwillingly. The heavens and the earth in one voice said, أَتَيْنَا طَائِعِينَ. Allah, we will not be like that zalim insan who utilizes your bounties, walks the surface of the earth, breathes the air which you have given him, looks with the eyes which you have given him, listens with the ears which you have given him, utilizes the hands and the feet which you have given him, utilizes the countless bounties and favors which you are raining down upon him, and he still makes war with you. He still makes dushmani with you. He still makes adawat with you. Ya Allah, we will not be like that insan. That your muazzin calls out, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. How much do you pay your staff? How much does a person earn, an ordinary laborer? A pittance? 20 pounds, 40 pounds, 100 pounds, 1,000 pounds. And if your employer calls him one time, he doesn't listen. Calls him a second time, he doesn't listen. Calls him a third time, he doesn't listen. What happens? He'll be out, he'll be walking the street. How dare you? I called you 2 times or 3 times and you didn't respond. Allah's Muazzin is calling out 5 times every day. It is said in a 20 year span, Allah's Muazzin will adjust this mu'min 36,500 times. 36,500 times Allah is calling in a 20 year period. How many times does that call not fall on deaf ears? How many times does this insan defy the call of Allah? One day in Gush we met one person. He said, I will not pray salah, and so what?
I will not pray salah, and so what? What are you going to do? Who is he challenging? Who are we challenging? The delegation of Taif came to accept Islam at the hands of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But they said, we have one precondition. We have one condition. What is your condition? They said, we want to be exempted from salah. We'll accept Islam, but we want to be exempted from salah. What was the response? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that condition cannot be accepted. Because without salah, there is no deen. Without salah, there is no Islam. Without this matna, this forehead being placed upon the ground, there is no abdiyat. What did Isa alayhi salam? Newborn baby, fashara delay. قَالُوا كَيْفَ نُكَلِّمُ مَنْ كَانَ فِي الْمَهْدِ صَبِيًّا قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ آتَانِيَ الْكِتَابَ وَجَعَلَنِي نَبِيًّا وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا أَيْنَمَا كُنْتُ وَأَوْصَانِي بِالصَّلَاةِ وَالزَّكَاةِ مَا دُمْتُ حَيًّا. In infancy, the Nabi of Allah is saying, أَوْصَانِي بِالصَّلَاةِ. Allah has commanded me with salah. Ya Maryam uqmuti warka'i wasjadi wasjudi ma'ar raki'in. His Maryam, his mother, Maryam alayhi salam, Allah commands her with salah. His Ismail alayhi salam, wa kana ya'muru ahlahu bis salati wa zakah. Allah commands him with salah. Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, wa'mur ahlaka bis salati wa stabir alayha. La nas'aluka rizqa, nahnu narzuqu. Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is commanded not only with salah, commanded to command his family also with salah. In the Quran, how many places? Aqeemu salah, aqeemu salah, aqeemu salah, aqeemu salah, aqeemu salah. 10 times in the Quran Allah is commanding, establish salah, as if the earth is shouting out, the mountain is shouting out, the rivers are shouting out, the trees are shouting out, the environment is shouting out, lower the forehead before Allah, without salah, without abdiyat, without putting this mata and forehead on the ground before Allah, there is no subservience before Allah, there is no maza, there is no ecstasy in this existence without this, yet, and my beloved Nabi, as he is leaving this world, with his head resting on the chest of Aisha Ummul Mumineen, radiallahu anha, his last gasp, last words that he was saying, As-salah, 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 wa ma malakat aymanukum, as-salah, wa ma malakat aymanukum. O my ummah, guard your salah, guard the rights of those who are your subordinates, guard your salah, guard the rights of those who are your subordinates. And finally, Aisha Ummul Mumineen radiallahu anha says, as his voice got weaker and weaker, As-salah, 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 Allahumma al-Rafiq al-A'la. Isa alayhi salam commanded with salah. Maryam alayhi salam commanded with salah. In the Quran, Anbiya commanded with salah in the Quran. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam commanded with salah. His last word, salah. 10 times Allah commands his ummah with salah. And more than 90% of the ummah is away from the masjid. How do we expect the help of Allah? Why are we surprised that the oceans are rising up in tsunamis against this ummah? Why are we surprised that this earth is opening up and swallowing this ummah into its depths? Everything around us, everything that exists is shouting out, inviting us, recognize that you are Allah's banda, you are Allah's slave. That this mata, this forehead has to be put on the ground before Allah. Allah called out to the heavens and the earth, Ihtiya, Tawan aw Karha, come willingly or unwillingly. In one voice they responded, Ataina Ta'ireen, O Allah, we will not be like that zalim insan. We will obey willingly. Qari Tayyib sahab rahmatullah alayhi, in his kitab, he mentions the riwayat. At one occasion, Musa alayhi salam asked Allah, that, oh my Allah, if the heavens and the earth refuse to obey you, what would you do? Allah Ta'ala says, oh Musa, sallattu alayhim al-dabba, I would set one animal upon them. One animal. How vast is this animal? Allah Ta'ala says to Musa alayhi salam, this animal will swallow the 7 heavens and the 7 earths in one luqma, one morsel. Musa alayhi salam is shocked. Seven heavens and seven earths in one morsel. Inna tilka dabba. Ya Allah, where is this animal? Allah Ta'ala says, Fi marjin min muruji. O Musa, it is in one of my stables. In other words, there are many such stables. Inna dhalika al-mar. Wala, where is the stable? Fi ilmin min ulumi. O Musa, it is in my knowledge. وَمَا أُوتِيتُم مِّنَ الْعِلْمِ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. Insan was given very little knowledge. Very little knowledge. His claims are very great. Claims are very great, but what is the reality? His knowledge is very deficient, very defective. Ask somebody, by how many ears you have? 2 ears. How many eyes you have? 2 eyes. How many fingers you have? 10 fingers. How many hair on your head? Whether he's Einstein, whether he's Newton, whether he has the latest computer at his disposal, how many hair on your head? Already his knowledge is finished. On his own head, how many hair he doesn't know? How many hair on my head, your head? And the head of every human being on the surface of the earth, every human being that lived before this, every human being that will live after this, all this is in the knowledge of Allah. On a given piece of ground, it is raining. How many droplets of rainwater are falling? What is the volume of each droplet? What is the size of each droplet? What is the pace at which it is falling? Which droplet of water will go into which river, into which stream, into which riverbed, into which ice pack? Which droplet of water will nourish which plant, which leaf, which fruit, which stem? Which droplet of water will go into the mouth of the cow and become milk, in the mouth of the bee and become honey, in the mouth of the earthworm and become silk, in the mouth of whichever insect? Which droplet of water will water which plant, will become somewhere part of a carnation, part of a dandelion, part of a sunflower? All this is in the knowledge of Allah. يَعْلَمُ مَا يَلِجُ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا يَلِجُ فِي الْأَرْضِ وَمَا يَخْرُجُ مِنْهَا وَمَا يَنْزِلُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَمَا يَعْرُجُ فِيهَا. Allah knows everything that goes into this earth, everything that comes out of this earth. Just ponder, reflect. Every moment, how many things are going into the earth? Rainwater is going to the earth. How many insects are dying is going to the earth. How many seeds are being planted? First world countries, they use helicopters to sprinkle the grain. Third world countries, they may be using plows. How many seeds are going into the ground? How much of fertilizer? How much the earth is being turned over? In any given moment, how many things are going into the ground? How many things are coming out of the ground? How many germs are being born? Germs, or maybe you can use some equipment in some laboratory, you'll see the germs. But how many viruses are being born? Viruses up till today are invisible. They are so tiny that even with the latest medical equipment or latest binoculars or microscopes, you cannot see virus. How many viruses are being born? How many twigs are coming out of the ground? How many plants are growing each day? How many birds are being born? How many insects are being born? When the earth turns itself over, what is above goes below. How much of this is happening? One has to just ponder one verse of the Quran. What is Quran saying? وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ قِيلًا وَمَنْ أَصْدَقُ مِنَ اللَّهِ حَدِيثًا. There is no one more truthful than Allah. What is Quran saying? Ya Alam, Allah knows. Allah knows everything that is going into the earth. Everything that is coming out of the earth. I can go on. Time is limited. Use the aql and intelligence which Allah has given us. وَمَا يَخْرُجُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ وَمَا يَنْزِلُ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ. How many things are coming down from the heavens? How many things are going back towards the heavens? One verse of the Quran. Mufassirin say 40,000 malaika accompany the revelation of this verse. وَعِنْدَهُ مَفَاتِحُ الْغَيْبِ لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُوَ وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ
وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ وَلَا رَطْبٍ وَلَا يَابِسٍ إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. But Allah are the keys to the unseen. لَا يَعْلَمُهَا إِلَّا هُوَ known, but Allah knows this. يَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ. Everything that is in the earth, everything that is in the oceans. It is said 1 cubic centimeter of water of the oceans contains more living organisms than the number of insan on the surface of the earth. 6 billion makhlukat Allah has kept in 1 cubic centimeter of water of the ocean. وَيَعْلَمُ مَا فِي الْبَرِّ وَالْبَحْرِ وَمَا تَسْقُطُ مِنْ وَرَقَةٍ إِلَّا يَعْلَمُهَا. On the surface of the earth at any given time, every leaf, every blade of grass that falls, before it falls, it takes the permission of Allah. وَلَا حَبَّةٍ فِي ظُلُمَاتِ الْأَرْضِ. There isn't a grain in the depths, in the darkness of the earth. وَلَا رَطْبٍ وَلَا يَابِسٍ. What is Quran telling us? There isn't a green or a fresh thing, there isn't a dry or a withered thing. إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. إِلَّا فِي كِتَابٍ مُبِينٍ. Not only is it in Allah's knowledge, it is recorded. كُلُّ صَغِيرٍ وَكَبِيرٍ مُسْتَطَرٍ. Every insignificant thing, every huge thing, mustatar, recorded. On what basis, on what grounds does this insan ever perceive or formulate the idea that I'm going to hide in some corner and break the command of Allah and I will get away with it? On what basis or what grounds do we find formulate the idea that I'm going to, na'udhu billah, hide from Allah? Whose authority are we challenging? One sifat of Allah, one attribute of Allah. Look at the manner in which Quran describes asmi' bihim wa absir. English, unfortunately, you can't. English is a crippled language, actually. Very restricted language. Trying to translate also, you can't do justice. Little bit better in Urdu, but that also, asmi' kya kehna tere Rab ka sunna. اب سر کیا کہنا تیرے رب کا دیکھنا. اسمع. Allah is listening. Allah is listening. Allah sees. حتی یرا دبیب النملة السوداء على صخرة السماء في الليلة الظلماء. A dark night. Hadith gives us the imagery. A dark night. Thick jungle. Deep foliage. Dark rocks. A dark mountain, cover or shade or shadow of mountain upon mountain, precipice upon precipice, thick foliage, underneath the cirque of a black rock, stormy night, another layer of darkness, underneath the cirque of a black rock is a tiny black ant. That ant is walking. What does my Nabi say? Allah doesn't just see the ant. When the ant walks, the Arabic word dabib, what it means? It means an invisible line that is left as the ant walks. Allah sees that line also. We haven't understood who is Allah. Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, patrolling the streets of Medina Munawwara at night, passes by a home. Conversation is going on. What is the conversation? أمزج الماء باللبن. أمزج الماء باللبن. Mother is saying to the daughter, add water. Add water to the milk. It will appear to be more. So obviously we get better return. Add water to the milk. أمزج الماء باللبن. What is the response of this young child? She says, Amir al-Mumineen Umar has prohibited this practice. We cannot deceive a fellow Muslim. Umar has prohibited this practice. What is the response of the mother? Where is Umar? Where is Umar? Umar is not here. Add water to the milk. Umar can't see you. What is the response? When the correct environment of Iman was present in Medina Munawwara, to the extent that ulama have written that this mother It was not her weakness of yaqeen that made her ask this question. She was testing the yaqeen of her daughter.
Where is Umar? What is the response of this child? In kana Umaru la yarana fa inna Allah yarana.
Oh my mother, Umar is not here, but where are we going to hide from Allah?
Alam tara anna Allah ya'lamu ma fi as-samawati wa ma fi al-ard. ما يكون من نجوى ثلاثة إلا هو رابعهم ولا خمسة إلا هو سادسهم ولا أدنى من ذلك ولا أكثر إلا هو معهم أينما كانوا ثم ينبئهم بما عملوا يوم القيامة إن الله بكل شيء عليم.
Allah says, why don't you see that Allah knows everything in the heavens?
يَعْلَمُ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ. What is before you, what is in front of you, is in the knowledge of Allah. أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَا الْخَلَقُ أَلَا يَعْلَمُ مَا الْخَلَقُ. Hearken, listen, put up your ears. Allah knows of every creation. Nothing hidden from Him. لَا يَعْزُمُ عَنْ رَبِّكَ مِنْ مِثْقَالِ ذَرَّةِ. Even an atom seed, even an atom. Previously they thought جُزْ لَا يَتَجَزَّى. The smallest particle was an atom. Now they have found that even inside the atom, millions the size of the atom is the neutron and the proton. What is Allah? Luqman alayhi salam commanded by Allah in the Quran, Ya Bunayya, Allah reproduces a conversation between father and son in Surah Luqman. Ya Bunayya, innaha in taku mithqala habbatin min khardal fatakun fi sakhra aw fi samawat aw fi al-ard yakhti biha Allah inna Allah latifun khabir. Oh my beloved son, that action which you will do, it may be smaller than a grain of mustard seed hidden underneath a rock somewhere in the heavens, somewhere in the earth. Oh my son, a day is coming, yakhti biha Allah, Allah will bring even that action in front of you. That also will be brought in front of you. Inna Allah Latif. Mufassirin explain, what is Latif? They say that Zat whose sight and whose knowledge penetrates the tiniest of particles. Allah sees inside the atom also. Latifun Khabir. Allah has complete knowledge. Mufassirin, Ulama explain, why doesn't Allah say this directly? Why does Allah say, Luqman said to his son? Because in this is ishara, in this is ishara, in this is indication that amanat, that trust, those offspring, those children which we give you, make the muzakara of iman with them. Bring the muzakara of iman alive in every home of the ummah. That is why Allah is saying, Luqman said to his son, Allah doesn't say directly, إِنَّ اللَّهَ سَائِلٌ كُلَّ رَاعٍ أَمْ وَاسْتَرْعَى حَفِظَ أَمْ ضَيَعَ. Allah is going to question every father, every mother of this ummah with regards to the amanat and trust that was given to them. حَفِظَ أَمْ ضَيَعَ. Did you nurture and protect that amanat or did you destroy it? حَفِظَ أَمْ ضَيَعَ. To such an extent that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, كُلُّ مَوْلُودٍ يُولَدُ عَلَى الْفِطْرَةِ. Every child naturally is born with the inclination to obey Allah. Every child is born on fitrat salima. Fa abawahu yuhawwidanihi or yunassiranihi or yumajjisanihi. It is the parents that take it towards Yahudiyat or Nasraniyat or Majusiyat. That masoom child never on one day said to the parents that, oh my parents, teach me Yahudiyat, teach me Nasraniyat, teach me that shaitan box, teach me to move away from the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, teach me uryaniyat, teach me shamelessness, teach me so that azan falls on deaf ear, azan upon azan. No child made this request. This was the zulm and oppression of their parents, that correct seed was not planted. That which Rasulullah said, Hafizam Deya, did you protect and nurture that amanat or did you destroy it? This muzakara of iman has to come alive in every home of the ummah. Fikr-e-akhirat, tasawwur akhirat, the fikr of akhirat, the consciousness of akhirat, the ihsas, the perception of jaza and saza. That actions are not just done, there is a return, there is a recompense, there is a day when we have to account. Bahlul rahmatullahi alayhi goes in the marketplace, sees some children playing, on one side, one child is crying. Go to that child. Says to the child, let me buy you some toys, you can also play. What is the response of the child? Bahlul, I am not crying because I don't have toys. Why are you crying? What does this child say? The fear of Jahannam is making me cry. The fear of Jahannam is making me cry. Bahlul doubts the veracity of this response. So what does he tell the child? You are still small. This is not your time to worry about Jahannam. Like how nowadays, when these topics are raised, what they say? Why are you talking depressing topics? Talk interesting things. When this call is made, bring this muzakirah of Iman in front of the youth of the Ummah. And what is the response? They are still small. This is not their time for that. They're not small for cartoons. And they're not small for the latest techno gadgets. But for the talks of Allah and His Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Qabr and Akhirat and Jannat and Jahannam, they are too small. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhumah, what does he say? I was a 6-year-old boy, 6 years of age. Kuntu ridfan Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. I was sitting on the camel with Rasul Pak Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam behind the Nabi of Allah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam turned around to me, Ya Ghulam. O Qala Ya Ghulayn, O youngster, who is he addressing? A 6-year-old boy. What is the tarif for the ummah? What is the age when the sabak of Iman has to start? Are they too young? What does he teach him? Such fundamental principles of Iman that in every madrasa of the world today, this hadith is taught. But who did Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam make this muzakara with the muftis? With the big darul ulum? No! With a 6-year-old child! With a 6-year-old child, what is the message being given to the ummah? Every home of this ummah has to become a madrasa of Iman. Every home of this ummah has to come alive with the muzakara of Iman. احفظ الله يحفظك احفظ الله تجد تجاهك وإذا سألت فاسأل الله وإذا استعنت فاستعن بالله وأعلم أن الأمة لو اجتمعوا على أن ينفعوك بشيء لم ينفعوك إلا بشيء قد كتبه الله لك ولو اجتمعت على أن يضروك بشيء لم يضروك إلا بشيء قد كتبه الله عليك رفعت الأقلام وجفت الصحف. That personality whose intelligence superseded the intelligence of any human being on the surface of the earth, the crown of intelligence, and such fundamental pillars of Iman, this muzakara is made with a little child. So that no excuse remains in the Ummah. No excuse remains in the Ummah. The youth of the Ummah today, they know more about the computer than we know. This verse of the Quran where Allah says, Ya alamuna zahiran min al hayati dunya. وهم عن الآخرة هم غافلون يعلمون ظاهرا من الحياة الدنيا. The tiny, tiny intricacies of this worldly knowledge we know. وهم عن الآخرة هم غافلون. But of آخرة we are غافلون. What is the Prophet saying to him? Guard the right of Allah. احفظ الله. احفظ الله يحفظك. Allah will protect you. Protection is not in guns. Protection is not in armies. Protection is not in governments. Protection is not in politics. Protection is not in the hands of any individual. La hafidha illallah. There is no protector besides Allah. Ihfadillah. Guard Allah's right. Your hifazat and protection is in Allah's hand. Ihfadillah tajidhu tujahaka. guard the right of Allah.
Tajidhu tujahaka, you will find Allah with you.
You will find Allah with you. Kafa billahi nasira, kafa billahi hafiza, kafa billahi waliya, kafa billahi raqiba, kafa bi rabbika hadiyan wa nasira. How many places in the Quran Allah is saying kafa, kafa, kafa? Allah is sufficient for you as your protector. Allah is sufficient for you as your overseer. Allah is sufficient for you as your companion. Allah is sufficient for you as your guide. Allah is sufficient for you as your source of succor and comfort. Today we are looking everywhere else but Allah. Why this muzakara is not there? 6-year-old child, guard Allah's right. Allah will be with you. When you ask, ask from Allah. When you seek help, seek from help from Allah. And know and understand, all the governments, all the armies, all the technologies, all the sciences, all the weaponry of this world can come together collectively. 100,000 atom bombs can be rained down upon you collectively. By the qasam of my Allah, not one strand of hair on your head also will be harmed unless Allah has willed. The whole world gets together to harm you. They cannot harm you except to the extent that Allah has decided. And if the whole world gets together to benefit you, they will not benefit you except to the extent that Allah has decided. Rufiat al-aqlam wa jaffat al-suhuf. The pens have been lifted, the pages are dry. Nothing will change the decision of Allah. This sabak of iman, Alama Tastari rahmatullahi alayhi, he says, I was a 3-year-old boy, 3 years of age. I got up one night and I noticed my khala, my mother's brother, was in tahajjud salah. When his uncle became aware that this little child is awake, 3-year-old child, he makes salam, turns to the child and he starts teaching him. He says, say after me, what does he teach him? Where does education start? Where does knowledge start? Isme bhi humne khata kar liya. In this also we have failed to recognize what is true knowledge. And we feel the schools or the universities are institutions of knowledge. Today Allah forgive us, the schools and universities have become institutions of commerce. They're not institutions of knowledge to a very large extent. But they say A for apple, B for bottle. Why not A for Allah? And B for Bismillah. Why A for apple? Whatever is being spouted out is everything to take you away from Allah. That is why ulama ikram say, they say this is the biggest deception. This is the biggest deception of this day and age. That if you don't have a university degree, or you don't have a PhD, or you are not some, or you have not become proficient in some science, that you are jahil and you are ignorant. This is a lie, this is a fallacy. By the qasam of my Allah, the most jahil and the most ignorant nation on the surface of this earth is that nation which is jahil of Allah. Jahalat is jahalat of Allah. Jahalat is jahalat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Where is the ta'lim in God? How many things around us are inviting us to recognize who is Allah? My thought processes, which you can't see, which are electrical impulses, are being formulated in my mind into words. They are coming on my tongue. My tongue is moving. That motion you can see, but you cannot see any word. If it were not for the wind of Allah, from now till Qiyamah, I'll carry on talking, you'll hear nothing. Allah's wind on its back, on its shoulders, are carrying those sound waves that are produced by my tongue, which were produced by the electrical impulses of my thought processes. Your ears, each ear, Allah Ta'ala has kept 100,000 receptors for sound. At the back of the ear are three tiny bones. Their names are hammer, stirrup, anvil. They are set in a certain, they have a certain size, set at a certain angle. He said when a newborn baby comes into this world, as the child grows, everything grows. The head grows, the hands grow, the feet grow, the heart grows, the liver grows, the lungs grow, the kidneys grow, the skin grows. Every organ in the body of that child grows besides these three bones. These three bones in a newborn baby and in a 60-year-old man are exactly the same size, at the same angle. How, where did this knowledge come from that these three bones must not grow? They have to be in that angle, they have to be at that size to carry out their function. What is their function? The sound waves that are hitting the ear to amplify it. These three bones amplify the sound waves. At the back of that is the inner ear, the cochlea, which is a small pool of water. Inside that is an object, the shape of a harp, a musical instrument, the harp. Shaped like that, there is an object. It has 6,000 different strings. Each string vibrates to a different frequency of sound. The hammer, stirrup and anvil amplifies the sound wave. It strikes this water. It causes a ripple. According to the frequency, 18,000 nerve cells receive that frequency, convert it into an electrical impulse. It travels at a speed of 124 kilometers per hour, strikes the brain, and then you are able to understand what I am saying. So where did this come from? From where did this come from? In nutfa, from a drop of sperm. Mimma'in maheen, from a drop of worthless fluid. Mimma'in dafiq, from a spurt of liquid. One ni'mat, one bounty of Allah. And yet this insan is blind, this insan is deaf, this insan has lost his aql to recognize one favor, one bounty of Allah. The fact that you are able to listen to me, by the qasam of my Allah, we can go into sujood till qiyamah, we cannot thank Allah for even one ni'mat. And yet the perception of recognizing Allah's ni'mat, Allah's bounties, is no longer there. We are looking at industries, we are looking at commerce, we are looking at science, we are looking at technology, we are looking at everything and everywhere else besides Allah. And we call this intelligence. This is not intelligence, this is jahal. قُلْ أَفَغَيْرَ اللَّهِ تَأْمُرُونِي أَعْبُدْ أَيُّهَا الْجَاهِلُونَ Allah says, tell them any knowledge, so-called knowledge, that takes them away from Allah. أَيُّهَا الْجَاهِلُونَ It is jahalat. Jahalat is not jahalat of PhDs and university degrees. Any knowledge that takes you away from Allah is jahalat. Jahalat is jahalat of Allah. Jahalat is jahalat of Quran. Jahalat is jahalat of Jannat. Jahalat is jahalat of Jahannam. Jahalat is jahalat of the beauty, of the personality of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That nation that hears Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, and that call does not drive them to the masjid, more jahil than that nation, there is no nation. That is jahalat. Jahalat is jahalat of the command of Allah. Jahalat is jahalat of when this insan fails to make sujood before Allah. Three-year-old child, first sabak, first lesson, what does he teach? What does he teach? His uncle was a tabi'i, Allama Tastari rahmatullahi tabi'i, generation after sahaba. First lesson, he says to the little child, repeat after me, Allahu shahidi, Allahu nadirun ilayya, Allahu ma'i. He says to this child, say this 7 times, Allahu shahidi, Allah is with me. Allah is looking at me. Allah is my companion. This 3-year-old child says, my uncle would get up for tahajjud salah for the first 7 days. I got up for tahajjud salah and I would recite this 7 times. Allahu shahidi, Allahu nazilun ilayya, Allahu ma'i. He said, then my uncle increased it to 21 times. And then more than that, after a few weeks, my uncle asked me, 3-year-old child, when the correct seeds are planted, my uncle asked me, what is happening when you are saying this? He says, oh my uncle, I can taste the sweetness of Allah's name. I can taste the sweetness of Allah's name. He says, then my uncle said to me, that, oh my nephew, if Allah is with you, Allah is looking at you, Allah is your companion, then how can you break the command of Allah? How can you break the command of Allah? That young girl, in kana umaru la yarana, fa inna Allah yarana. Where is Umar? What is the response? We can hide from Umar. How are you going to hide from Allah? Allah says, don't you know? Allah knows everything in heavens and earth. مَا يَكُونُ مِنْ نَجْوَى ثَلَاثَةٍ إِلَّا وَرَابِعُهُمْ. There are no three people whispering in one corner, but Allah is the fourth. There are no four people, but Allah is the first one. Not less than this, not more than this. Except that Allah is with you. مَعَهُمْ أَيْنَمَا كَانُوا. Wherever you are. ثُمَّ يُنَبِّئُهُمْ بِمَا عَمِلُوا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. And the day is coming when Allah will reproduce in front of you everything that you did. إِنَّ اللَّهَ بِكُلِّ شَيْءٍ عَلِيمٍ. If this ta'leem of iman was alive in the ummah, then my respected brothers, how would it be possible to lie? How would it be possible to cheat? How would it be possible to deceive? Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, one day he passes the marketplace. Somebody is selling milk, he looks at the milk, he can see from the texture of it that water has been mixed with it. What does he say to him? What does he say to him? He says, oh my brother, kayfa bika, what is going to happen to you when that day will come that the angels of Allah will be standing with whoops behind you and it will be said to you, separate the water from the milk. What is going to happen to you on that day? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, where did this ta'leem come from? Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam walks into the marketplace. Someone is selling wheat. The dry one is on top, superior one. He puts his hand into the barrel. It had rained overnight. The wet, spoiled, inferior one is underneath. What does he say to him? Man ghashana falaysa minna. Man ghashana falaysa minna. The one who will deceive in the marketplace is not from the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The one who will deceive in the marketplace is not from the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If this yaqeen, this consciousness, Allah is Samir, Allah is Basir, Allah is Alim, Allah is looking, Allah is hearing. Little boy, when the sabak of iman is taught in the home, Bahlul says, you are still young. What are you worried about Jahannam now? Let me buy you some toys. What is the response of this youngster? He says, Bahlul, don't make a fool of me. I have observed when my mother prepares the fire to cook food, she throws the small twigs in first, then the big branches. I fear that Allah will churn Jahannam with us youngsters first, then the others will be thrown. One Jamaat from Pakistan, Masturat Jamaat, they were spending time in Germany. They came back with Karguzari. What Karguzari? Rebirth, new Muslim. Husband and wife, new Muslim. This Masturat Jamaat, the Masturat came back with the Karguzari when the little child would misbehave. Then the mother would scold him. How would she scold him? Behave yourself. Otherwise when you grow up, I will make you a doctor. I won't let you become a Mulisa. Behave yourself. Otherwise when you grow up, I won't make you a Hafiz al-Quran. I will make you a doctor or a lawyer. To get the child to behave. This is not 14 centuries ago. This is now. When the correct seeds are planted, this is why our elders are crying, begging us, bring alive the halqa of ta'leem in your homes. This qala Allah, qala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we are living in an era, a period, a time, when haya and shame and modesty, Allah Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, al-imanu wal-hayau quranau jami'a, ila rufi ahaduma rufi al-akhir. He said, iman, and haya and shame and modesty are two inseparable entities. إِذَا رُفِّيَ أَحَدُهُمَا رُفِّيَ الْآخَرُ. If there is no haya, there is no iman. If there is no haya, there is no iman. If there is no haya, there is no iman. That qawm and that nation in whose blood vessels have been clogged with the so-called sweet ecstasy of behayai and shamelessness. Hours and hours, father, mother, teenage children sitting in front of their shaitan box where zina is taking place. Adhan is called out, still the zina is going on. Hours and hours, music blaring from the homes of the women. Our elders are saying that that nation which has become habitual of behayai and shamelessness, where the blood vessels have been clogged with the filth of behayai and shamelessness, they say, unko khatam karne ke liye atom bomb ki koi zarurat nahi hai, wo pehle hi se mare hue hain. They are already dead. They are already dead. What effect will they be in their du'as? What ta'alluq with Allah will they be? Today we make salah, the heart is not there. The mind is not there. Ulama saying, just as wudu is a shart and condition for the acceptance of salah, for the correctness of salah, exactly like that, the lowering of the gaze is a condition for khushu' and wudu in salah. Without the lowering of the gaze, you say, jis jawan, that youngster whose gaze has become free, 1,000 awliya put together will never be able to guide that youngster. This gaze has to be brought under control. Habib bin Umair is taken captive. By the Roman king, placed in a cell. And what is left there? Wine is kept there. Pork is kept there. And a beautiful young Roman princess is put in that cell naked with him. Understand the psychology behind this. What the disbeliever of that time understood, the believer of today has not understood. That the advancement and uruj of Islam was not based on military technology, was not based on numbers, was not based on the military skills of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Islam, by the qasam of my Allah, was not spread with the sword. When the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam became the living embodiment of the commands of Allah, of the akhlaq and character of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then like a magnet, this entire humanity was attracted towards Islam. They could not withstand the beauty of that way of life that was being shown to them. From the zulmat of kufr, from the zulmat of shirk with Allah, from the zulmat of a life of absolutely no direction. When the beauty of Islam and the beauty of the way of Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was brought in front of them. There's one modern writer from the Indo-Pak subcontinent. He writes one incident in his book. He says, once I was in Birmingham and I had my wife with me. There was a jamaat of youngsters from Indo-Pak subcontinent. They were out in the path of Allah. This is not a tablighi that is writing this. This is a modernist writer. He says, we were in a park in Birmingham. These youngsters started making salah in jamaat. A group of young teenage girls approached them. He said, I said to my wife that perhaps they will need an interpreter. They may not know English properly. Let's go closer. Our curiosity was piqued. He says, after they made salah, these young girls approached them. The one who was the imam, a youngster, handsome youngster. They started asking him, what are you people doing? He responded, we are praying. They said, it's not Sunday today. How come you pray? It's not Sunday. They said, we pray 5 times a day. These girls were shocked. 5 times a day. How you find time for anything else? So what was the response? We are breathing all the time. We are eating all the time. We are utilizing countless bounties of Allah all the time. If we thank Him 5 times every day, what is wrong with us? He has given us everything. Nevertheless, they asked a few questions. At the end of the question, what happened? She extended her hand. MashaAllah, shake hands.
Like we lie, a lot of times you find the shaking hand to be very nice.
Let's extend the hand. Tirmidhi Sharif rewrites, La'an yut'ana, fi ra'si ahadikum, bi miqyatin min hadid, khayrun lahu, min an tamussa imra'atin la tahillu lahu. Or kama qala sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah's Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that it is better for you that a nail be taken and hammered into your head, than you touching the hand of that person, or that female that Allah has made haram. It's better than a nail be taken and hammered into your head. This culture of licentiousness, this culture of intermingling of male and female, unfortunately, under the guise that Islam is a contemporary religion, Islam is to keep up with the times, under that guise, every sunnah of Rasulullah Islam has been slaughtered. The ta'aleem of haya and shame that he imbibed in his ummah has been trampled underneath the feet of the ummah. So that so many places, Allah protect us, under the banner of Islam, which is taking place. This girlfriend, boyfriend culture, kaan khol kar sun lo. This girlfriend, boyfriend culture is anathema to Islam. And it is the reason why, even after nikah, the door to zina is not closed. Even after nikah, the door to zina is not closing. Because of this intermingling. Read the hadith, read the seerah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She extends her hand. What does this youngster do? He does not reciprocate. He says, I cannot shake your hand. Why? Because this is the trust, the amanat, the trust which belongs to my wife. When this woman heard this, she burst into tears. She burst into tears. And what did she say? We wish, we could also get husbands like yours. This modernist writer, he gives a commentary when he mentions this incident in his book. He says to his wife, today that propagation of Islam has taken place in front of us that volumes of books could not have done. That propagation of Islam has taken place in front of us that volumes of books could not have done. This whole world is waiting to show fitratan, naturally. Yuladu ala al-fitra. Jannabi Rasulullah said, in the heart of every human being on the surface of the earth, that desire is there, that seed is there, that plant is there. It just needs the correct water. It just needs the correct development. It just needs the correct direction and light to be shown to it, for it to come forth. It is waiting, crying out, show me the way to my Allah. Show me the way to Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The greatest oppression, the greatest injustice is you and I, because we have failed to reproduce the way of Muhammad Rasulullah practically in front of humanity. We have failed to bring alive the legacy of rahmat and mercy of Janab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The disbelievers of that time understood that it is not their numbers, or their military know-how, or their technology that is giving them victory upon victory. It is their obedience to the command of Allah. So what does he do? Put a naked woman in that cell. And what is the command? Make him break the command of Allah. Make him commit zina 3 days and three nights. 3 days and three nights alone in that cell. Wine, liquor, pork, and a naked young woman. Forget committing haram. Forget committing zina. He does not even look at her. He doesn't even raise his gaze. Finally, she becomes exasperated. She reaches the end of her tether. She becomes frustrated. What is wrong with you? What is the matter with you? Why don't you even look at me? Finally, when she reaches this stage of frustration, he responds, he says, Oh woman, there is one being, Al-ghaybu indahu shahada, was-sirru indahu alaniya, la ta'khuduhu sina, wala nawm,
there is one being, the secrets are known to him. The hidden is apparent to him. He does not sleep, he does not doze off. O woman, it is the fear of my Allah that is not allowing me to do it. He goes back to the king, O Al-Malik, إِلَىٰ مَنْ أَرْسَلْتَنِي إِلَىٰ حَجَرٍ أَوْ حَدِيدٍ لَا يَعْقُلْ لَا يَنْظُرْ. He says, O king, to whom did you send me? To a piece of stone, to a piece of metal. He doesn't look, he does not eat. It was this subservience to the command of Allah that nothing could stand in front of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Inna Allah ma'ana, inna Allah ma'ana, inna Allah ma'ana. Allah is with us, Allah is with us. When this ummah, ijtima'iyan, collectively, will come under the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. 3-year-old youngster, what does he say to his uncle? Now when I take the name of Allah, I can taste the ecstasy of Allah's name. His uncle says, if Allah is with you, Allah is looking at you, Allah is your companion, then how can you break the command of Allah? Another tabi'i says, the same Imam Tasari, from the age of 3, the seed, sabak of iman was being taught. That our elders are saying, bring this halqa of ta'aleem alive in the homes of the ummah. Bring the qala Allah, qala Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bring the muzakirah of iman. Bring the da'wat of iman alive in every home of the ummah. Let your homes resound with the pukar and the nida of the greatness of Allah. Of the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That is the answer to every darkness, every zulmat that is attempting to penetrate the homes of the ummah. Such techno gadgets have entered the home. We don't like to speak about it, but it is a reality. Husband is sleeping, wife is making zina with someone. Wife is sleeping, husband is making zina with someone. Such darkness and zulmat has penetrated the homes of the ummah. What is the marham? What is the solution? What is the bandage? What is going to remove this tide of darkness from our home? Our elders are saying, establish this halqa of ta'aleem. Create the link with the masjid and the environment of the masjid and the figure of the masjid and the effort of the masjid. This is not some complex solution. This is direct from the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That same youngster, Imam Tastari, rahimahullah, when he grows up, one another tabi'i says, I saw him reading tahajjud salah. I stood behind him. He was reading Surah Dahar. Surah Dahar is that surah of the Quran where Allah Ta'ala describes Jannah. Allah describes Jannah, Ra'yul Ayn. Ra'yul Ayn, as if Jannah is in front of you. Innal abrar yashrabuna min ka'as kana mizajuha kafura aynan fiha. أين يشرب بها عباد الله يفجرونها تفجيرا يفون بالنذر ويخافون يوما كان شره مستطيرا ويطعمون الطعام على حبه مسكينا ويتيما وأسيرا إنما نطعمكم لوجه الله لا نريد منكم جزاء ولا شكورا إنا نخاف من ربنا يوما عبوسا قمطريرا فوقاهم الله شر ذلك اليوم ولقاهم نظرة وسرورا وجزاهم بما صبروا جنة وحريرا متكئين فيها على الأرائك لا يرون فيها شمسا ولا زمهريرا ودانية عليهم ظلالها وذللت قطوفها تذليلا ويطاف عليهم بآنية من فضة وأكواب كانت قواريرا قوارير من فضة قدروها تقديرا ويسقون فيها كأسا كان مزاجها زنجبيلا عينا فيها تسمى سلسبيلا ويطوف عليهم ولدان مخلدون إذا رأيتهم حسبتهم لؤلؤا منثورا وإذا رأيت ثم رأيت نعيما وملكا كبيرا عاليهم ثياب سندس خضر واستبرق وحلوا وساور من فضة وسقاهم ربهم شرابا طهورا إن هذا كان لكم جزاء وكان سعيكم مشكورا. I remember a few years ago, our jamaat was in one town, outskirts of Transvaal. That time the UEFA championship tournament or finals or something was going on.
We went somewhere, he said, why, inshallah, after Isha Salah that we program in the masjid. First question, how long will the bayan be? How long will the bayan be? I told him, don't worry, it won't be as long as the UEFA time. They will want extra time also. They're very happy if there's extra time. Don't worry, I'm not going to translate all these verses. Otherwise, everyone will start looking at the clock. But Ra'yul Ayn, Allah describes Jannah as if it is in front of you. Such a Jannah, such a Jannah. وَإِذَا رَأَيْتَ ثَمَّ رَأَيْتَ نَعِيمًا وَمُلْكًا كَبِيرًا. Such a Jannah. It is said the lowest Jannati. The lowest Jannati. Inna adna ahlil jannati manzila. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said the lowest jannati will be a person from the Juhayna tribe. His name also will be Juhayna. Imagine the last person to come out of Jahannam from this ummah. How many millions of years in Jahannam? Innaha lava nazza'atan lishawa. تَدْعُوا مَنْ أَدْبَرَ وَتَوَلَّى. Allah says it is a raging fire. نَزَّاعَةً لِلشَّوَى. It will scorch the skin of the flesh of the body. تَدْعُوا مَنْ أَدْبَرَ وَتَوَلَّى. فِي سَمُومٍ وَحَمِيمٍ وَظِلْمٍ يَحْمُومٍ. لَا بَارِدٍ وَلَا كَرِيمٍ. Black vapor, boiling hot smoke. مَاءَ حَمِيمٍ. Water which is حَمِيمٍ. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, if one bucket of the water of Jahannam had to be brought into this world, the seven oceans of the world would start boiling. Tirmidhi Sharif riwayat, he said, if one Jahannami had to be brought into this world, he says to Sahaba, that if this masjid had to expand, to incorporate 100,000 insan, and one Jahannami had to be brought here, ثُمَّ يَتَنَفَّسْ. ثُمَّ يَتَنَفَّسْ. Then he had to breathe out once. Such will be his breath that this entire masjid and 100,000 insan will burn to ashes. Such a Jahannam, Allah protect us. Quran is telling us, Ahadith are telling us, imagine that person, millions and millions of years in Jahannam. Finally, when he leaves Jannat, what will his Jannat be? What will he? The lowest. It is said a Dastar Khan will be laid out for him. On this Dastar Khan, there will be 80,000 different types of food. 80,000 different types of food on the Dastar Khan for the lowest Jannati. Not like the food of dunya. Eat one plate of biryani, what happens? Sometimes you can eat the second one. Eat the second one, then they say, bye, take some more. You're looking for the Eno, looking for the pep sauce. I've got indigestion, heartburn. I don't even want to look at it also. The tastiest, most sumptuous dish. One plate, second plate, how many plates you going to eat? There was one person, he was traveling somewhere. So he passed by one town, somebody saw a Parsi traveler, so he invited him home. Made him sit down in Dastar Khan, went and fetched hot salad, hot curry put in front, and he went and fetched the roti. By the time he came back with the roti, the salad was full. So he left the roti and he went back to go fetch some more salad. When he came back with some more curry, the roti was full. So he went back to fetch more roti, by the time that roti came, the curry was full. So like this, poor person, he got finished, tired, exhausted, up and down, 7-8 times. Finally, when this person got satisfied, so he said, even you ask him, why, where are you going? He's a traveler, he passed this town, where are you going? So he says, I'm going to a certain place. There is a very good physician, doctor there. What are you suffering from? He says, I'm suffering from a lack of appetite. So he said, do me one favor, when you return, your return journey, please use another road. Normally, how many places the person will eat? Yet what is the food of Jannah? What is the food of Jannah? Rasulullah said, يَجِدُ فِي آخِرِ لُقْمَةٍ مِّنْهَا لَذَّةً لَمْ يَجِدْ قَبْلَهَا, that he will experience in the 80,000th morsel that لَذَّة and that ecstasy that he did not experience before. It will get better and better and better and better. And after eating, all of a sudden the curtain will lift up, the veil will lift up, and in front of him will be the Hoor of Jannah. Ya Wali Allah, Ya Wali Allah, amalana fika min rabbi. What would she say, O friend of Allah, don't you desire me? Don't you desire me? He would say, man anti, wa ma anti, who are you? Who are you? She would say, ana min al-lawati khubayna lak. I am from those whom Allah has preserved for you. Imagine that person who was looking at the black serpents of Jahannam for millions of years. That person who was undergoing the tortures of Jahannam when he looks at the Hoor of Jannah. For the first time, women of such beauty, Noor Wajiha min Noor Allahi Ta'ala, the Noor of her face will be from the Noor of Allah. Hoor Na'een ka amthal al-lu'lu' al-maknoon. Hoor Na'een كأنهن بيض مكنون. We heard in the Isha Salah, فيهن قاصرات الطرف لم يطمثهن إنس قبلهم ولا جان. كأنهن الياقوت والمرجان. خيرات الحسان كواعب أترابا عربا أترابا. How many places in the Quran Allah uses such emotive terms to describe the beauty of these women? Women of indescribable beauty. The mind cannot envisage, the mind cannot shape the beauty of these women. In aqbalat or adbarat, hiya muqbila, whether she's walking towards you or walking away from you, she will still be looking at you. Each time she moves her hip, it comes in the riwayat, there will be 100,000 invitations and suggestions towards ecstasy just in the movement of the hip. She will have on 100 garments, yet her body will be visible through the 100 garments. The combined weight of the 100 garments that comes in the riwayat will fit on the fingertip of one person. This Jannati will see his vision on the chest of this woman. Such will be the clear lucidity of her body and the texture of her skin. She will not be made from the sand and water and elements of this earth. Min rijlaiha ila rukbatayha min al-zafran. From her feet to the knee will be made out of zafran. Min rukbatayha ila thadiyayha min al-miskil khalis. From her knee to the chest will be made out of musk. Min thadiyayha ila unukiha min al-ambar al-ashar. From her chest to her neck will be made out of amber. Min unukiha ila rasiha min al-kafur al-abyad. From her neck to the top of her head will be made out of camphor. Her height will be 130 foot tall. Her head, her hair will flow over her head till it reaches right up to her feet. One strand of that hair, if it had to be brought into this world, the entire universe will become fragrant. If she had to tilt her head, the movement of her hair will be like the scattering, like pearls of clouds in the horizon. If she had to reveal her fingertip, the sun of this world will become invisible. Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhumah used to say that if Allah has kept such beauty in the fingertip of this woman, what must be the beauty of her entire body? The first gaze, the wife of this dunya, how long are you going to stay at? 5 minutes, 6 minutes, let's start fighting up. First gaze will be 40 years now. 40 years you will stay transfixed, mesmerized by the beauty of this woman. It is said the first embrace, the first mu'anaka between the Jannati and his wife, such will be the ecstasy of just the first embrace that it will last for 70 years. for 70 years. This is the lowest jannati, the lowest jannati. In Jannatul Firdaus, which is the highest jannat, VIP jannat. There is one hoor, her name is Aina. Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu is the narrator of this riwayat. He says, in Jannatul Firdaus, there is one hoor, her name is Aina. Such is her beauty. Lo anna Allah ta'ala qada li ahli al-jannati alla yamutu lamatu min husniha wa jamaliha. If Allah had not ordained that there is no mort, no death in Jannat, just looking at her, the Jannati would have died. His heart, his lover, his mind would not have been able to take the impact of the beauty of this hoor. Jami'u al-hoor al-aini, ushaqun laha. Abu Huraira says, the rest of the hoors of Jannat are ashiq al-aina. When she will come out of a palace, on her right hand side, there will be 70,000 servants. On her left hand side, there will be 70,000 servants. And what will be the nida? What will be the pukar? What will be the call of Aina? Aina al-amiruna bil-ma'roof wa-nahuna anil-munkar. Where are the people of Dawat and Tabligh of the Ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? This Ummah has demeaned itself, has belittled itself, has destroyed its haysiyat. What we say, I'm not Tabligh, I just heard some Jamaat came, there was some bayan. I went to listen to the bayan. I'm not Tabligh. What this part have we given ourselves? What have we identified ourselves with? When he had one shop, they called him a shopkeeper. When he opened up a few shops, they called him a shopkeeper, he gets upset with you. What's wrong with you? I'm a businessman. I'm not a shopkeeper. When he had one small factory owner, when he opened up a few factories, then what he says, I am an industrialist. I am a business entrepreneur. Don't you realize who I am? I belong to this club. Jifa, this ummah has made its nisbat, has made its association with a dead corpse, with that which is not equal to the wing of a mosquito also. We have demeaned ourselves. We have belittled ourselves. This is the ummah which Quran, Allah calls out, Kuntum khayra ummah, Kuntum khayra ummah. Mubarak, glad tidings to you. Allah is praising you. O ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you are the best of every ummah. You are the best of every ummah. Ukhrijat linnas, you have been taken out. You have been selected for humanity. Why? Why are we the best? Why is Allah praising us? Quran has not left it to our logic. Has not left it to our understanding. تَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَتُؤْمِنُونَ بِاللَّهِ. Because this responsibility, this cry, this concern, this dard, this pain, this legacy of mercy for the hidayat of humanity has been placed on the shoulders of one ummati of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This cry, this concern, this worry that drove Rasulullah Baad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the sahaba say, Ghazirun ka ghaziril mirjal, the sound of a boiling kettle would come from the heart of Rasulullah. كان دائما الفكر والأحزان ليست له راحة. He was perpetually in fikr, perpetually in gham, perpetually in worry. There was no raha, there was no ease for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He stands on Mount Safa, calls out to Jibreel, Ya Jibreel, والذي نفس محمد بيده ما أمسى لآل محمد صفة من دقيق ولا كفة من شعير. O Jibreel, by the qasam of that being in whose hands lies the life of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, today in the home of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there isn't one grain of wheat or one strand of barley. Married to the richest woman in Makkah, Sayyidina Khadija radiallahu anha, her caravans used to go to foreign lands for trade and commerce. Yet, when she placed her hand in the hand of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when this darz, when this fikr, when this worry, when this concern for humanity was transmitted in his home, Khadija gave everything. The home was empty, Bukhari Sharif riwayat. One day, Jibreel comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ya Rasulullah, Khadija is coming towards you. She has prepared a pot of food for you. Allah has sent me to convey His salams to Khadija. Ya Rasulullah, she has suffered greatly. She has suffered greatly because of your deen. Allah has sent me with a message that tell her she must not worry. Her home in Jannah has already been prepared. La sakhaba feehi wa la ta'ab. There will be no tiredness, there will be no suffering, no pain, and no difficulty. Everything given. And the sabab taught. The sabab taught what is the role of the wife. What is the bunyad of the home of this ummah? This union of nikah, what is its maqsad? The maqsad and object for which Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought his home upon. Where everything was given. Everything was given. Recently we went in Jamaat. One lawyer joined us. What he said, Mauli Sahab, one client of mine told me that for me to go now in the path of Allah is absolutely forbidden. Why some big case of his, he says, I'll get 100 muftis to give a fatwa that it is forbidden. Where is the thinking of this ummah today? Where is the thinking of this ummah today? This calendar, Muharram. Tell people it's New Year, they don't know what you're talking about. January is New Year. Revelry, Masiyat, Muharram has come. New Year has come. Where did this calendar start? On what basis was the foundation of this calendar of Islam? We are not like those blind fools that blindly follow those who, unfortunately, we have made our masters today. Our calendar is not based on the calendar of the people of Batil. We say 1435 AH. What does the H stand for? In Muharram, we are supposed to be reminded of this. Sayyidina Umar bin Khattab, radiyallahu ta'ala, who has mashwara. We need a calendar. Where should we start the calendar? Opinions are coming. What opinion? Miladun Nabi, birth of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Someone says Badr, Qadr of Badr, conquest of Badr. Someone says Fath Makkah, conquest of Makkah. Sayyidina Ali bin Abi Talib radiyallahu anhu is silent. Different opinions come, most of them around these three. Umar turns to Ali. Ali, you are silent, what is your opinion? What is the response? Ya Rasulullah, Ya Amir al-Mumineen, Umar, my opinion that is Hijrat. Kamal-e-Qurb, the height of Allah's ta'alluq by the qasam of my Allah is impossible until this ummah will not sacrifice that which it loves the most. Leaving the home, leaving the family, leaving one's beloved, leaving one's dear, near ones for the sake of Allah's deen. Sahaba recognized it was this ultimate qurbani, hijrat. That is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on occasion, when he was asked, Ayyul Iman Afdal, what is the highest level of Iman? He said, Hijrah. Hijrah, if you look outwardly at the bunyad on which hijrat took place, there was no pomp. It was not like some conquest, some victory, like Badr or Fath Makkah. It took place in the darkness of the night. Continue, you said very short, we finish in a few minutes. Took place in the darkness of the night, under the cover of darkness. It was the 27th of Safar. English calendar, it was September. Hot month. Aisha Ummul Mumineen says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam normally would come every day to the home of Abu Bakr twice. Once in the morning, once in the evening. Such was the bond of companionship between Siddiq Akbar and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But she says this time he came fi waqtil hajira, middle of the day, the sun had reached its zenith, it was boiling hot. She says he went into seclusion with my father, Asma bint Umayr, Asma The one daughter, Aisha, the other younger daughter were there. قَدْ أَذِلَ اللَّهُ لِي بِالْخُرُوجِ وَالْهِجْرَةِ وَأَبُو بَكَرْ Allah has commanded me with hijrah. The permission has come. What is the first question? First question Abu Bakr asked. As-suhba ya Rasulullah. As-suhba ya Rasulullah. O Nabi of Allah, can I be your companion? Can I be your companion? What is he asking for? Can I sign my death warrant? The prize has been given, 100 camels for the head of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, na'udhu billah. The swords of Makkah were drawn, waiting for him to try to move. And Abu Bakr says, give me sohbat, let me be your companion on that journey. When Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, yes, Abu Bakr, you will be my companion. What does Aisha, look at her intelligence, even at that young age. She says, wallahi ma sha'artu qattu qabla dhalika al-yawm. أن أحدا يبكي من الفرح حتى رأيت أبا بكر يومئذ يبكي. She says, I had heard before this that it is possible to cry out of joy. Allah's qasam, that day I saw it. Such was the joy of Abu Bakr that he cried out of happiness. And Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, you will be my companion in this hijrah. Late at night, Medina is to the north, Ghar al-Thawr is to the south, to throw the trackers off. Under the cover of darkness, crawling on their fingertips. So finally when they reach the mountain of Thawr, the beloved of Allah, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Mubarak fingers are bleeding. Abu Bakr mounts him on his back. Abu Bakr was Nahif al-Jism. He was very thin. Yet he was able to carry the Nabi of Allah up the mountain till he reaches the mouth of the cave. He leaves Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam outside, goes into the cave first. Goes into the cave first. There are holes. He tries to cover them. Few holes remain. Takes off his amama, tears it, fills it up. Few holes still remain. Takes off his kurta, tears it, fills them up. One last hole remains. Places his foot against it. Then he says to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, you may enter. It is dark. The Nabi of Allah cannot see what is going on. In what condition does Abu Bakr leave his home? Abu Quhafa, blind father, calls his granddaughters, your father has left you all. Is there any provision? Asma, what does she do? She takes a few stones, wraps it up in a cloth, deceives her grandfather that some money was left behind. What she says, by the qasam of my Allah, my father left nothing. Nothing for us. Handed them over to Allah. And in that condition, which mufti are you going to go to? Where are you going to get fatwa from? Where is the talim today coming from? When every command of Allah is being broken, when the masjids are empty, when humanity is being drawn towards Jahannam, when the tide of kufr has entered every home of this ummah, when the fire of irtidad is burning in every direction, we are still asking, where does it come? Ye kaha se milte, where does it come that you must leave your family and strive in the path of Allah? Where does it come that you must leave your responsibilities? No doubt do it within this arm. We are not on their level. But how can this question be put? What idea do we have of the seerah? What idea do we have of the legacy of qurbani and sacrifice by which this deen reached us? Abu Bakr didn't know fatwa. Abu Bakr didn't have an understanding of deen, na'udhu billah. This was that night, my respected brothers, Umar bin Khattab radiallahu ta'ala anhu, in his khilafat, 2,200,000 square miles enter Islam, 4,000 jami masjids are established, yet the same Umar says, I am prepared to give all my nekis, in exchange for that one night with Abu Bakr Siddiq. This is that night, the accolade of which Quran came down. ثانيت نين إذ هما في الغار إذ يقول لصاحبه لا تحزن إن الله معنا. ثانيت نين, the second of the two. The first was Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Who was the second? Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu anhu. Daybreak comes. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam opens his eyes. Abu Bakr without a kurta. Abu Bakr without an amama. Ya, Abu Bakr, what happened? He said, Ya Rasulullah, I fear there may be something dangerous which would harm you. So I used my kurta and amama to fill up these holes. With tears in his eyes, Rasulullah Sallallahu looks to the heavens and says, Oh Allah, I am happy with Abu Bakr. You also become happy with Abu Bakr. And make Abu Bakr my companion in Jannah. Barely finishes this, Jibreel presents himself. Ya Rasulullah, Allah has sent me. Allah has sent me. Allah is happy with Abu Bakr. And Allah has made Abu Bakr your companion in Jannah. This calendar started on Hijrat. Hijrat. Sahaba of Makkah left their home, left their families, left their beloved, left their near one. Medina Munawwara, Ansar of Medina Munawwara. Muakhat was established. Brotherhood of Islam was established. What type of brotherhood? The annals of history have never seen anything like this. Abdurrahman bin Auf, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, Saad bin Rabi' Abdurrahman bin Auf is your brother. What is the reaction? What is the reaction? Saad bin Rabi' radiyallahu anhu, Ansari of Medina, addresses Abdurrahman bin Auf. He says, there is no one in Medina who has more wealth than me. Laysa fil Medina di ahadan aktharu malan li. What does he say? Fandur shatra mali lak. Watahti imraatan fandur ayyatuhuma ajaba ilayk hatta utalliqaha. He says, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has said, you are my brother. Today brother is fighting with brother. Two brothers that drank the milk of the same mother are gone to court. Are fighting with one another. Years have passed, they're not even speaking to one another. Blood brothers! Blood brothers! A few years ago in India, there was one case where one brother was taking another brother to court, Muslim. There was a Hindu judge. He began his opening statement. He says, I don't know which way I'm going to rule. Today one Muslim brother has brought his dispute with his Muslim brother to my court. Who is going to be the winner? I don't know, but I do know that Islam is the loser. I do know that Islam is the loser. Where is the consciousness of the ta'lim of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam? Where he said that family ties is holding on to the arsh of Allah, and every day is saying to Allah, Ya Allah, the one who preserves me, you preserve him. The one who destroys me, you destroy him. Where is that ta'lim today? The brotherhood of Islam, what was the brotherhood of Islam? These were not blood brothers, these were brotherhood on the nisbat of kalima. What does Sa'd bin Rabi say? I am the wealthiest person in Medina. Half my wealth is yours. Half my wealth is yours. I am married to two women. Choose which one you prefer. I will divorce her, you marry her. Abdurrahman bin Auf, Arabs, but not like you and I. When you offer half, you want three quarters also. He says, no. Just point me to the marketplace, I'll sort myself out. But this was the jazba, the zeal, the bunyad on which this deen came to you and I. Jazba of qurbani and sacrifice. Sa'd bin Rabi radiallahu anhu. This was amongst the first six sahaba who on the 11th year of Nubuwwat, this group that had come from Yathrib, from Medina Munawara, Sa'd bin Rabi', Abul Haytham bin Tayhan, Ubada bin Samit, As'ad bin Zurara, Nu'man bin Haritha, and Abdullah bin Rawaha. From these six, next year was 12, then 72, the same Sa'd bin Rabi' in Uhud, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says to Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu anhu, where is Sa'd bin Rabi'? Look for him. Zayd bin Thabit says, I came upon Sa'd bin Rabi'. Wabihi ramak, he was in the last gasp of life. He was lying in a pool of blood. He looked at me. And he says, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I said to him, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has sent me to ask you, in what condition are you? Kayfa ajiduka? What is his response? He said, tell my Nabi, ajiduni. Ajidu riha al-jannah. Tell my Nabi, I can smell the fragrance of Jannah. I can smell the fragrance of Jannah. And may Allah reward him more than any other Nabi was rewarded.
And then he says, tell my brothers of the Ansar, not for nothing this calendar started with Hijrat. Not for nothing the bunyad of the spreading of Islam was Hijrat. He says, tell my brothers from the Ansar that they placed their hands in the hand of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Mina. Remind them of their promise that they handed themselves over to the taqaza and the requirement of the effort of the deen of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He says, tell my brothers from the Ansar, la udhra lakum in khulisa ila nabiyyikum wa fiikum aynun tatruf. There will be absolutely no excuse to you if one hair for you, if one hair on the body of my Nabi is harmed and you are still alive. Tomorrow I will hold you responsible in the court of Allah if you allow my Nabi to be harmed. This was that jazba, that deed of qurbani and sacrifice, the day of Rasulullah, his knife, his fikr, his concern. What difficulty didn't they experience in Uhud? Hamza radiallahu anhu made shaheed. 70 Ansar made shaheed. What pain was there in the heart of Rasulullah as he returned from Uhud? As he enters Medina Munawwara, the homes of Medina are crying. Every home, the sound of sobbing, wailing, weeping is coming. Again, the wound festers over the loss of Hamza. And what does he say? Amma Hamza, fala bawaki Allah. Amma Hamza, fala bawaki Allah. From the Banu Hashim, only Rasulullah started with Ali bin Abi Talib and Hamza and made Hijrah. There was no one to cry for Hamza. So he says, oh my Allah, for my uncle Hamza, there is no one to cry. He starts crying again. Sa'd bin Ubadah sends a few women from the Ansar to the house of Rasulullah to cry for Hamza. He says, may Allah have mercy for you. My uncle is not in need of this. He sends them away. Such a wound had been planted. Such a wound had been incurred. 70 of the homes of Medina broken. Who was the architect? Who was the one behind it? Khalid bin Walid. Khalid bin Walid. Yet, 4 years later, and Rasul, 4 or 5 years later, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam goes for Umratul Qada. He enters Makkah Mukarrama. What does he do? He looks for Khalid. Khalid had heard he was coming. He left Makkah for this tenor, for this period. He finds the brother of Khalid bin Walid, Walid bin Walid, and he says, tell your brother Khalid, that if he will come to us, he will see the manner in which we will welcome him. It surprises me that someone of his intelligence should be deprived of Islam. Such dard, such pain for humanity. The architect of the destruction of 70 homes of Medina. The architect of the destruction of his own uncle. And the worry is there in the heart for him. Khalid bin Walid said, when I returned back and I heard this message, the seed was already there, now it took strength. And I started the journey to Medina Munawwara. He says, with each passing day, as Medina got nearer and nearer and nearer, the trepidation, the concern, the worry started increasing in my heart. What is going to be the reaction? Each of the widows of Medina, when they look at me, they will be reminded of their husbands. The orphans of Medina will look at me and be reminded of their fathers. The Nabi of Allah will look at me and be reminded of his uncle. What desecration and what destruction and what pain and what humiliation and what loss these people have experienced because of me, and today I am bringing to them. Khalid says these thoughts were reverberating in my mind until finally the day dawned for me to enter Medina Munawwara. He says, when I entered Medina, to my utter consternation and surprise, from every direction the doors of the homes of Medina were thrown open. The men, women, children of Medina started running towards me, their faces beaming with happiness and joy. Marhaba ya Khalid! Marhaba ya Khalid! Marhaba ya Khalid! Welcome, O Khalid! Welcome, O Khalid! Welcome, O Khalid! As if the widows of Medina were saying to him, because of you my home was broken. Because of you I lost the support of my husband. Because of you I had to undergo untold misery. I am prepared to bear that loss
but that you should go to Jahannam, that loss has nothing.
As in the orphans of Medina were saying, Khalid,
the shadow of my father was lost because of you.
I have to grow up an orphan because of you, but that loss I am prepared to bear.
But then you should go to Jahannam, that loss I have.
This was the seed of concern, of dard, of pain for humanity that Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had planted and nurtured in the hands of the Sahaba Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Jamaat like this was prepared. They moved, and wherever they moved, Allah spread the light of Hidayat. Drones were coming into Islam, nations were coming into Islam, wufoods were coming into Islam, and this ummah was moving with the dard and the worry and the concern of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My respected brothers, this is that legacy, this is that legacy on the basis of which this ummah received fawqiyat, superiority over every other ummah. Aina is calling out, إن أين الآمرون بالمعروف والناهون عن المنكر إني لكل من أمر بالمعروف ونهى عن المنكر. Allah has made my nikah with every one of the effort of da'wah and tabligh of the ummah of Muhammad Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Do not demean ourselves. We are the ummah of da'wah. We are the ummah that are the representatives of Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam on this earth. We are an ummah. One ummati does not come for his own family and his own job and his own worldly comfort. Each one of us came to cry before Allah so that one person can be saved from Jahannam and go to Jahannam. This worry, this seed which Rasulullah planted in the hearts of Sahaba Ikram has to be and was transmitted over the generation. Once again we have to bring that alive. Our day has to become his day. Our night has to become his night. Quran will come alive, Taaleem will come alive, every hour of Deen will come alive. As Tabi'i says, I stood behind Imam Tustari when he came to the verse of the Quran, وَسَقَاهُمْ رَبُّهُمْ شَرَابًا طَهُورًا, where Allah speaks of one level of Jannah, where Allah Himself will give them the water or the drink of Jannah to drink. He says he started making a strange sound after he made salam. I asked him, what is that sound that you made? He said, I would not have recited this verse if I could not taste sharab in my. In this world Allah gave me the taste. When the environment of the home was made, environment of the masjid was made, once again, this is the focus and object and how each masjid, each locality can become the namuna of Madina Munawwara in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For that, my respected brothers, qurbani has to be given. Sacrifice has to be given. Don't look left, don't look right. Allah reward you for your sitting. Before we start the tashkeel, we are making a humble appeal. MashaAllah, you have said, Allah, accept your sitting. Make it a means of the unite of the whole humanity. Humble appeal we are making. Tashkeel will not be long. Do not leave before the tashkeel. Don't look left, don't look right. Stand up, my respected brothers. If you haven't given 4 months, now is the time to be here. 4 months in the path of Allah. If you have given 4 months, 4 months every year. Shalallahu, don't wait for other people's names to be taken also. Stand up, your standing will encourage others to stand. MashaAllah, who is ready, inshallah? Shalallahu, jaldi karo bhai. Give our names, MashaAllah. The quicker we stand, the shorter the tashkeel will be. Jaldi jaldi bhai. MashaAllah. Taqabbalallah. Barakallah. Stand up, give our names. 4 more months in the path of Allah. MashaAllah. Taqabbalallah. Barakallah.